Homily for the 29th Sunday in Ordinary Time, October 19th, 2014. It was September 12th, 1960. The nation was in the midst of the Cold War. Yet for American Catholics, this was a time of hope and progress. Catholics in the United States were for the first time rising from their status as a marginalized minority group into the mainstream of society. In almost every sector of society, they were gaining power and influence that could never afore have been dreamed of. The greatest example of this was John Fitzgerald Kennedy. This handsome young war hero with a beautiful wife was running for the presidency of the United States. Despite the enormous strides which had been made by Catholics to overcome prejudice and stereotypes, many Protestants still had concerns about a Catholic president. They openly wondered, what would this man have his first allegiance to the Pope or to the country and the constitutions? John Kennedy and his team attempted to allay these fears by facing them head on. On September 12, 1960, he gave a speech within the Bible Belt in Houston, Texas, to a group of influential Protestant ministers. JFK said in his speech, "Whatever issue may come before me as president, I will make my decision in accordance with what my conscience tells me to be in the nation's interest, without regard to outside religious pressures or dictates." Basically, what he was saying here is that he would, as president, have two consciences, a secular one and his private Catholic one. This speech became very popular and was a turning point for Kennedy in the election. He would go on to win the presidency and become the first Catholic president and one of the most popular leaders of our time. However, this speech was not without its critics. One of them, Archbishop Chaput in 2010, and others as well, have pointed to this as a turning point also for religious freedom and practice in the United States. The seeming compromise put the average Christian in a position in which they were encouraged or even pressured to put on a mask in public while believing and living different in private. This is what hypocrite means. The word comes from the Greek hypokritēs. It's like a performer acting under a mask, i.e., a theater actor. We see in the first reading that all authority comes from God. King Cyrus is told through the prophet, "I have called you by name and given you the title, though you knew me not." The meaning of this is clear. All kings, princes, leaders, and presidents are allowed or ordained to be in their position by God, who is in control of all things. We as Catholic Christians must obey all legitimate authorities as long as the laws do not contradict our well-formed conscience, Catholic conscience. In fact, we have an obligation according to the Fourth Commandment to support, respect, and obey all legitimate authority. It would be sinful to not respect and obey our president or any authority in cases which do not violate our faith or our morals. However, this honoring of the office is not the same as having two faces. In many ways, Catholics today are at times pressured to have one face as a Christian while at church or in private, but a different one while at work or in public. Jesus clearly says in the Gospel today that we repay to Caesar, or human authority, what belongs to them by obeying and respecting them, but we repay to God what belongs to God. Freedom of religion, which we have in this country through the First Amendment, gives us the right to have one conscience in all sectors of society, wherever we are. We have the right to have one face, in private and in public. No, we cannot force our religion upon anyone else, but we also have the right to live according to our Catholic conscience at all times, both in private and in public. True Christians have the same actions at home and in the workplace. Archbishop Chaput put it this way in 2010, "Real Christian faith is always personal, but it's never private. We are called by our baptism to live our faith and to be a light to the world. This teaching comes from Christ himself, and it is directed to all believers. This does not mean that we do not respect others' freedom or that we disobey authority. Each person's conscience is sacred, and they have the right to hold their beliefs and to live by them. But as for us as Catholic Christians, we must repay to God what belongs to God. We have an obligation to put God the Lord first in our public and private lives, to preach the gospel at all times, with our words and our actions, to be, as Christ told us, a light in a world yearning for the good news. This truly is to follow what Christ has told us, to render to God what belongs to God."